Now, another method often used by athletes who reach their peak performance is to use the best equipment or clothing on the market, whether it's the lightest bicycle or the toughest tennis racket. Having the best equipment on your side can make a real difference. So we sent Mira Senthilingam along to Loughborough University, the home of sports science, to find out what makes a difference.
Performance sportswear plays a major role in the sporting events of today. And as a result, it's a growing field of scientific research. So this week, I went to the Sports Technology Institute at Loughborough University to meet sports technologists Dan Toon and Tom Waller to see what sports technology is all about. Here's Tom Waller.
Well, sports technology is one part of a very big machine of getting an athlete ready for race day. You think about it, there's sports scientists that will be dealing with their technique, their conditioning, their nutrition, psychologists to help them prepare for the day, and then we're dealing with all of their equipment. So any inanimate object that the athlete interacts with, from the footwear, the socks, the shorts, the compression apparel, the training apparel, rehabilitation aids, gloves, helmet, you name it. If it's something that an athlete has to interact with to carry out the sport that they're competing in, a sports technologist will have been involved in some part of that process.
So a lot of the projects you've been working on are helping our Olympians. What particular pieces of equipment have you been enhancing?
There's quite a big project going on with personalisation in footwear. But essentially what we're looking at is tuning the properties of a shoe to aid sprinting.
Okay, so Dan, why is there a need to tailor footwear specific to athletes? Why can't they just wear the things that are available in the high street?
For an elite performing athlete, it's important to personalise the mechanical properties of footwear for maximal performance. To give you a little bit more detail, I've been particularly looking at the sole unit. And in a sprint spike, this differs significantly to standard athletic shoes. Standard athletic shoes have sort of an elastomeric or a sort of flexible sole unit, whereas a sprint spike is made up of a very, very stiff sole unit.
I can see, actually. So you've got some samples here, and the bottom is actually very solid. I didn't realise that sprinters' shoes were this hard.
Yeah, what I've actually been doing is I've designed a range of different stiffnesses, from really quite flexible right through to something that is incredibly stiff, like you demonstrated. And then what I've had athletes doing is running in the sprint spikes and performing various jumps and various different sprinting-related tasks, and then measuring their performance in the different shoes, such that I can quantify how their performance differs.
So what's this actually doing to them, though, to their body or to their leg, in order to just overall make them a faster runner?
It really comes back down to sort of simple mechanics. If we look at the ankle joint, by increasing the stiffness of the shoe, what you're essentially doing is increasing the lever length about the point of application of force generation in the foot, about the ankle joint itself. And by making a shoe stiffer, you're increasing that lever length, and therefore they can generate energy more efficiently.
And how much of a difference has it made? I mean, have you seen a good difference in the people that have tried them?
Generally speaking, when we look at a comparison with a barefoot condition, by optimising the stiffness, you can probably expect to double the amount of mechanical energy that you can generate at the ankle, which makes a substantial difference to getting from A to B in a sprint race.
So, Tom, what makes this any better and, you know, less immoral than resorting to drugs?
We're treading a fine line. When you talk about performance enhancement, you always raise concerns. Drugs, on one hand, are changing the human being. They're really changing the physiological makeup of that person, whereas we're bolting things onto the outside. So, for example, in Dan's situation, we're looking at the shoe and how we can optimise that shoe to enhance the performance of the athlete, but only within the rules. What we're not doing is putting giant springs on the bottom of their feet to make them jump higher or jump longer or run faster in that way. When we're put onto this planet, we're essentially naked. We're naked without any of these tools and pieces of apparel, footwear, equipment around us. And all of these sports involve things that we interact with. In terms of swimming, we wear hats, we wear goggles, because we have to cope with the environment that we're performing in. So we're making athletes more comfortable, and we're helping them to perform at optimal levels.
Sounds good to me. Mira Senthilingam talking to Tom Waller and Dan Toon from the Sports Technology Institute at the University of Loughborough. And that's about the benefits of personalised sportswear in athletic performance.